Hey Wanderers, and welcome back to Outlaws Wanted. Last time, the crew of the Honor had to assess their damages. The Honor could no longer fly, and the hull would no longer hold air. The crew must explore what remains of Roke and try to discover a way to escape this ruined world.
Where we left off, you are stranded on the fractured remains of Roke, the home planet of the Wayfarers. Your ship crash-landed and is damaged to the extent where I think right now it's not on fire, but it can't fly and there's holes in it. And other than that, the only other thing that was kind of left over from last time was Vika sent up a scouting drone to, like, search the area around and kind of give, like, a bird's-eye view of where you landed. The description of that, I was going to give you guys a map, but then I was like, well, I don't want to do something visual because it's a podcast. So anyways, sorry, you're going to get a verbal description. So you're in like a broken mountainous area right near where there is a split in the planet that goes all the way down to the core. If you guys manage to like rock climb your way, let's say to the east, you would eventually find that tear in the planet and be able to like look down forever into the center of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going the other way, eventually you get to more like grassy and natural areas, you know, like that have not been devastated by this split that ripped open the planet. And then periodically throughout, there are veins of, you know, chaos sludge that are pulling the planet apart right now. Still, you're not in one of those, but you could get to one. So that's kind of all the free info you get just by having sent out your scouting drone. You're on the lip of the edge of the world.
So, how do you folks feel about hiking?
I'm not opposed to it, but there's still stuff I want to try to get done around the ship before we go anywhere, or at least set Lucy to, I don't know, starting to grow some of the living ship bits.
Fire.
Sully and Mal, you have any thoughts?
I would like to get off this chaos-tainted planet as soon as possible, but since we're here, I don't see a reason to not explore.
How are your chaos senses doing? You been feeling all right?
Have I been feeling all right, Cody?
Oh, are you asking me if you've been feeling all right? Sorry, I didn't realize that was directed at me.
Yeah, that was still kind of in Sully's voice, so it was unclear.
I would say, I'm trying to think of the right way to put this. It is different in that, like, it's not as actively aggressive, but you know that you're on a planet that is mostly just chaos at this point and very little else.
I would say that I am doing fine, but it is uncomfortable.
All right, any sense in chaos presence, like on Avis?
No, there doesn't seem to be anything else living here as far as I can tell. In the cognitive realm, things seem to be more built up and less empty than usual.
That's kind of odd, right?
I mean, this planet has been cracked open by chaos, so
I just mean, when y'all have talked about it before, it sounded like a big empty forever room, I guess? And this seems more like a town? Is that fair?
Palace, yes, but I've also been able to create objects in the empty forever realm, so this is not surprising. We have never encountered so much chaos in one place before. Even the Black Dreadnought was not as tainted as this planet is.
Oh, well, that's a happy thought.
I do not see how this is happy, but
That was sarcasm.
Oh, I see. Yes, this was a very happy thought.
It's all right. You're under a lot of stress right now.
So do you guys want to split up the party, have some of you go hiking and some of you stay and fix the ship more, or how do you want to handle this?
I would really like to go with the exploring party, but I want to get Lucy set up on doing some, because he'll most likely be staying back with the ship. So Vi's just kind of going to kind of get him set up with, like, here's how you grow the living bits of ship. And can you get, like, every wire you possibly can?
Okay, so you kind of set him to work. He abandons his little outdoor cooking pit that he set up and starts trying to fix just... It's, like, real basic stuff, you know, so he's not going to really repair the ship proper, but he can start patching holes and get it to where it's at least watertight, if mm-hmm. not airtight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he goes about his work.
All right, Gyla, what direction would you like to head off in?
Well, do we want to head off toward the chasm, see what's there, and maybe if we can send the drone into some hard-to-reach places?
Do you know how far away that is?
That's a good question.
You'd have to bring some road snacks.
Though it's not, like, halfway across the planet. It's
a walkable
distance. No, you landed on the lip of the split in the world.
Yeah, so we bring some, I don't know, alien animal jerky and trail mix.
You guys have a chef. He set you up with road snacks. Cool. You're good.
We head off to the lip of the planet.
Okay, so the trek there is difficult and not exactly dangerous, just uncomfortable. These mountains aren't giant. They're just very broken and sharp. Like, this was fairly new, and it kind of looks like an explosion almost, like it was ripped apart, not like this slowly formed naturally. So rocks were just pulled up out of the ground and broken by these massive tendrils of, like, chaotic goo that are spread across the planet. As you make your way towards this chasm, the weather starts to change, and so does the smell. Like, you can start smelling burning gas and lava. You know what I mean? It has, like, an acrid heated smell. When you actually get near, like, scrabble up the rocks near the split in the planet, there's, like, a constant updraft from hot air at the core of the planet being blown outward. And it's dizzying and unnatural to look down there. This is just something that is kind of impossible. Like, you shouldn't be able to have a planet be like this and still be a planet, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
This is, like, it's dizzying to look at. The vertigo is palpable, and so is the stench and the, like, feel of barometric discomfort. You know what I mean? It's like standing at the front of a storm.
Yeah.
Where you can feel the pressure difference. Mm-hmm. That's what it's like looking over into this chasm.
This feels weird. Anybody else feel weird? Is this, like, Sully weird or normal weird?
I mean, I'd probably say a little of both.
Sorry, that came off poorly for you, Sully. You know what I mean. I love you.
He just shakes his head. I mean, I think it's much more spagic weird.
I still won't.
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
I don't know how much more explicit I can be about this, but this planet is literally being held together by chaos.
Well, I just wanted to know if I was feeling the you're weird, or if it was just normal stuff. I haven't really been able to tap into whatever y'all do when you go to the cognitive realm, so I was curious.
I mean, this is about as weird as it gets. This planet is more spagic weird than normal in any capacity.
I want to do an investigation check, but I need to define it more.
That's true.
Give me a second.
Can I do an investigation with my drone?
Sure. Do you have anything you specifically want to look at?
Can you describe the area one more time?
So it is broken rocks leading up to what is basically a sheer drop-off into the center of the planet. When you look down towards the bottom, you can see the glowing core of Roke, and there's a constant, like, heat pressure gust blowing upward. Looking off the edge is profoundly uncomfortable for this reason.
Okay, I think... Can we see what's holding the planet together?
So what you got from your first inspection was that there are, like, massive tendrils of chaos goo that have, like they grew into the planet and broke it apart. Like, you've seen this kind of, like, growable flesh animate. and be able to like contract like muscles. That's what ripped the planet open and is now also holding it in its current state.
Can we see one of those from where we are?
Yeah, but it's like it's big. You know, when I say it's big, I mean this thing would be nearly a mile across, right? It's,
yeah,
it's
no,
large.
I'm just trying to get a visual. So what I want to do is I want to send the drone kind of like around where a chaos tendril is connected to the planet. Just, I don't know, just it's chaos. We may as well examine it. And then I want to send my drone as far down towards the core as I can without it burning up.
We'll do the second one first, just because that kind of has less of an answer than the first one.
Okay.
You send your drone down.
Do you want me to roll?
For the first one, for this one, no. For the second one, yeah, we can have this be a roll.
Okay. Because
there is kind of more to... Anyways, so you send your drone down towards the center of the world. You can see, like, those tendrils of chaos that almost like fingers wrapping around the split open world. You can see them digging all the way into the core of the planet. They don't seem to be doing anything. They are just... there holding this like mountain of, or you know, I say this mountain, this entire planet worth of rock and magma and dirt, holding that open in the planet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, make your investigation check.
That's an 8.
Okay. Looking the other way, so as you follow one of the tendrils back up out of the planet, and then you start following one of the other tendrils, they all converge. So like as it follows that big like river of chaotic goo, you can see the other fingers that are reaching into the planet all kind of converging, and you can find where they all like meet together. That area where these things, where these tendrils start to converge, is near kind of the boundary between where the planet is broken open and shattered and where the planet is kind of back to its like more natural self, where there's like grass and trees and plant life that you would expect to see. So at that convergence where all these like bits of chaos come together, like at the palm of the hand, there is oddly one kind of large facility still sitting there.
Vi points that out to everyone else. Is that the direction that Sully is being drawn as well?
Sully isn't being drawn in a direction. When Sully goes into the cognitive realm, there is just a large palace built here.
Is that, that's what I'm talking about. Is that in the same...
It doesn't relate direction.
It doesn't?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's not like it's to the left and you want to go to the left. The two aren't directionally related in this case.
Okay,
so I was going to investigate like if there's evidence of the Wayfarers civilization here like being destroyed by this, but it sounds like that's kind of what Mandy did. Is that fair, or is there more to gain from that sort of line of questioning?
I'm trying to think about the right way to put that. From right where you are, there is not. But that does not mean that that is not a viable question to keep in mind later. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're asking the right question. It just happens to be that right now, well, where you are looking, there isn't an answer to the question.
Okay.
But, you know, you're asking the right questions.
So do we want to go try to remove chaos from this planet then, I assume?
I mean, that sounds like a pretty big ask, right?
I mean, I feel like everything we've had to do since chaos has shown up has been a pretty big ask.
If you feel up to it, we'll support you for sure. I didn't know that was within your capabilities to take chaos out of a planet-sized thing when previously you've been doing humanoid-sized things.
For reference, we took out a planet-sized thing earlier this arc with the Black Dreadnought.
It's true, I guess.
I guess that was planet-sized, yeah. I don't know how often you can do that sort of thing, but if you're feeling up to it,
I mean, I'm feeling up to going home, but that doesn't seem to be really an option right now.
Fair.
And I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't feel that leaving such a strong bastion of chaos around is a good idea if we are trying to eradicate chaos from the universe.
I agree. Surgery away, Doc.
We kind of have to head to that ruin that Vika just pointed out.
This is not me being pedantic. It is important to understand because of what you said. It's not a ruin. It's in perfect condition.
Okay.
That is weird. it's weird that there would be a, like, in the middle, it's like in the middle of an island of nightmares. There's just like a normal looking, clearly intelligently built structure, you know, just like sitting there.
Is it Sully weird or normal weird?
What I mean is, like,
I know I was making a joke. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's strange that that would be there like that. It is. It makes sense that you would assume it is a ruin, but it is not.
Okay. Yeah. We need to head to the weirdly intact building that Vika pointed out.
Cody, while my drone was discovering that, did I see ruins of anything?
Make an investigation check.
14.
Yes, you would maybe be able to spot something that resembles these type of ruins that you're looking for, but they are extremely grown over. The wayfarers have been away from this planet for a very, very, very long time. And in that amount of time, any structures that would have been left would have long, long since decayed and crumbled and fallen. So you might be able to see, like, clearings in trees, like, where you could maybe understand that a building once was, or, like, maybe some plastics, like that type of synthetic material, but anything metal or concrete would have eroded long ago, because this is, like, really, really, really ancient.
Yeah.
So for the most part, you're not seeing, like, a devastated city. You're seeing a planet without intelligent life, except for this one building and, like, the vaguest ghosts of structures.
Okay. As we're starting to head over towards that factory, Vi is, like, alternating between being far ahead to kind of scout out the areas because she's looking for that kind of ruin-esque stuff. And falling behind because she's then investigating those areas.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, there is not a lot to see. I will say this trek is like, this would probably take a couple days to like walk out of these mountains and then find this like convergence where all these tendrils come together. So it's not a quick journey. And as you're going, like, the rocks become less broken. You can start to see the land kind of like even out. Then just you find whatever Roke was left to natural growth. That's basically what you find, right? It's mainly plant life and the occasional like insect, small rodent. It's all very small, like low down the food chain stuff that you're finding right now. Is there anything else anyone wants to do on their way to whatever this structure is?
Can I check in the cognitive realm to just see what's going on there?
Yes.
Is that a roll, or is that just a thing I can do?
I would say you can step into the cognitive realm. You're good at that. You need to roll and investigate once you're there.
Smart or weird?
We're going to go with smart on that one.
Does not make a difference, actually. 7.
So when you kind of switch into the cognitive realm, the two things you noticed before is, one, there is this massive palace. It is still like you're standing at the entrance to a massive palace when you go to the cognitive realm. The other thing I said was that way, way off in the distance, you could still see whatever this dragon is kind of wheeling and spinning around. This time, the difference is there is no more dragon wheeling and spinning around way away from this palace. Instead, now at the very top of the palace, there is a glowing light.
Good news is the dragon is gone.
All right.
Bad news is there is now a glowing light at the top of the palace, so...
Why is the light bad news?
I mean, I don't think any changes in a palace of chaos that are not its utter destruction is really a good thing.
Okay. I believe you.
It sounds like you don't.
I just... clearly out of my depth with this. I would not have assumed that a light on the top was a good or bad thing. Just a thing. That's all.
I just don't think anything is just a thing when it comes to chaos.
I just mean it could be like a distress beacon type of deal. Maybe they're not doing great.
We have hurt them, but if it's a distress beacon, that is alarming for other reasons, as in we are going to be in the middle of a distress call momentarily.
That's fair. Well, keep our eyes peeled then.
So as far as you can tell, the dragon is just... The dragon escaped?
I don't know if I'd say escaped. He is just no longer visible.
Okay. So hopefully he's not in whatever light thing you're seeing now.
That is the hope, but I am assuming he is around until proven otherwise.
All right. Anything else you guys want to do?
I think we head off towards the building.
The closer you get, you can see that there is some like active working machinery. Like there's like a faint hum of working equipment at this facility. It's like the size of a high school campus, right? So there's kind of like a very plain block building. And then surrounding it, there are like some, you know, like reaction chambers, big vats of stuff. And it's just kind of sitting there just passively chugging away.
Does it look like something is being manufactured here?
Or maintained?
Is that like an investigation check that I can...
You don't need to investigate that.
Okay. I guess could I investigate to know what it's maintaining?
Yeah, you can, but that's going to basically be you entering the building, just to be clear.
Or could I send in my little stealth drone one more time?
You can, yeah.
Before we go in.
The stealth drone who has not appeared for like two arcs is just all MVPing right now.
Right.
I mean, it really does just go away for a long time until it's time to do any kind of investigating that's not close by. That is a 13.
So with a 13, you can see like once you get up, like literally basically inside the like whatever fencing is around this little facility, the machines like clearly are like processing and not exactly manufacturing, but maybe like filtering is a better way to put it. This like slime that is growing all over the planet. They are actively grabbing up chunks of it, passing it through the facility and then spitting it back out. Less of like they're making more and more of maintaining, feeding, monitoring whatever this stuff is that is growing all over the planet.
Is this just your water wastewater job, Cody?
A little bit. I mean, kind of, you know, a little bit.
Are we going to have to solve PLC problems?
I promise you won't have to chase down any piping.
So it's just picking up slime and putting it somewhere else?
Yes.
It's like filtering it and putting it somewhere else, yeah.
I think it's, or Zach thinks it's a like system to upkeep all the chaos here is what it seems like.
You're looking confused. It's like a living thing, this material. It can like grow and move. So a certain amount of maintenance is required on it. That's all this facility is doing.
Okay.
But is wholly untouched other than that.
Can I reach out and see if I sense anything else living other than the obvious thing in front of us?
Yes.
11.
You don't.
Okay.
Easy answer.
It's nice when it's like that. There seems to be nothing else that is living other than the obvious, like he gestures at the big slime thing, in this area. So if we were to take it out, we won't have to deal with reinforcements as far as I can tell. But that does mean it might protect itself and we have to fight a giant tentacly slime monster.
Well, I am not about that life.
Which part, the tentacly slime monster or blowing it up?
Oh, they're having to fight it. Blowing it up is fine.
If you just want to create a huge bomb that you would give a name to, treat like a child for 2 seconds and then blow up, I am in favor of this plan. Speaking of which, I am concerned about how you view children, Jyla.
Well, I'm glad you're finally on board with my demolition hobby.
I thought you were going to go a different way with that. I thought you were saying, I'm glad you're finally on board with us having children. Like, what?
So is that something we want to do? I can make some charges and we can try to place them in a couple of or multiple strategic spots.
Can I say something without you taking offense?
I don't know. Can you?
Probably not.
Are you able to make a bomb big enough to actually destroy this thing?
Now that is a valid question. I don't, unless we find something that some sort of fuel source that could kind of trigger a chain reaction, I don't know if I could, you know, wipe this thing from the face of the planet.
Could you create something that catches it on fire and burns it out or something else?
Depends on how flammable it is.
I mean, I'm for freezing, splitting in half, bleeding, bludgeoning, piercing, what have you that will kill it, that you could use it to create its own chain reaction kind of thing.
Hang on, I love this idea of, like, Cody makes a dungeon party. Can we blow up the entire dungeon? can we blow up the game and the dungeon? Can we blow up the game and the dungeon and everything?
I didn't realize it was like a whole dungeon. I thought it was a room.
No, it's fine. No, it's not a big deal. It's just funny. You're not on a bad track. It's just funny.
I really just thought it was a big factory, like factory floor room, you know, like.
I mean, you're not exactly wrong. It just makes me giggle. I don't even mean it in a bad way.
Well, the short answer is no, I don't know for certain right now if I could destroy the whole thing just by placing some charges. We'd have to probably get up a little close and personal with it, find some weak spots, determine if this chaos slime is vulnerable to fire or anything like that, and see if there's some sort of engine or reactor that could be sabotaged in order to start something bigger.
Vika, you are kind of our resident chaos chroniclist, as well as expert on flexible living or living material. Have you noticed any weak points in either of them that we might be able to exploit to destroy this thing?
You know, we've been able to take down chaos by shooting at it and blowing it up, so I think that's not the part we need to worry about. Let me see if I can pull up anything with the drone to see if there's somewhere in the building that we could put the charges. Cody, was there anything in the building? Anything that stuck out as a weak point?
I'm trying to think of the right way to say this without being like too much of a jerk.
You can be a jerk.
Kind of, but like what Jyla has ready on her person is like the equivalent of a grenade, not the equivalent of like an artillery piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I was thinking I probably had enough for a couple well-placed charges.
You have enough for a couple well-placed charges, but that I would say that is...
I need to find really good spots to put them.
You would need to find really good spots to put them, and I think that you would have to have more of like a understanding of what this is than just like looking at it and being like, now we explode it. I guess, like, all things being honest, I didn't expect you to solve this with explosives.
That was your first mistake.
And why not? We've solved every other problem with explosives.
Not that exploding it won't do anything, but at some point it is kind of like throwing hand grenades at a building. It's like, well, you'll blow up a part of the wall, but...
Cody, where's your Kelco spirit?
And also, there's nothing living in the building, as far as you can tell, from what Sully said.
Okay, so in that case, whatever is, like, picking up the chaos and putting it somewhere else, is there any kind of, you know, is there, like, a plug we can pull, or an engine that's keeping that running?
I think you'd have to, like, search the building proper to find out, not just, like, throw a drone at it.
Okay.
So kind of like we did with some of the ships we've been on, is, like, finding the engine room, seeing what we can do.
Yeah. I would say that's accurate.
Okay. So, unfortunately, this little guy isn't picking up anything inside there. I think we're going to have to actually go in and try to find out wherever anything is, any weak spot that we could use to our advantage. And depending on what we find is going to depend on how much we can actually take out with your bombs there, Jyla.
All right. We can try to find a power source, maybe.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I mean, we could also try to take this out from the other side.
What does that mean?
Yeah, elaborate, Sully.
We could all try to step into the cognitive realm and see if there is something easier to dismantle there, or if the weak points become more obvious.
I mean, sure. Why the heck not? I am not looking forward to being left alone on this godforsaken rock when all three of y'all start fighting things in the cognitive realm, but
you went to the cognitive realm while we were in the spaceship, Caitlin.
No, she didn't. Wait.
In our spaceship, on the Honor.
Oh, like in a montage?
When we got rid of the little chaos taint that was in you guys.
You guys have all been to the cognitive realm at least once.
Okay, yes. But I didn't get there by myself.
And you flew through a portal.
I mean, the only person who's gotten there by themselves is me.
Okay.
I am the doorway that you guys are using to get into it.
Right. Well, I mean, she'll give it a shot.
Can we do that?
Try to think of the right way to explain this. So you're kind of on the, like, edge of this building, right? Very boring looking building. You can, Sully, can try to step into the cognitive realm, yes, and see what you see. Other people can try to follow you. It's a weird role, but is also totally viable as a thing to try to do. So yes, you can try that.
All right. Well, I just get to step in. Y'all get to.
Yeah. Do you want to do that, or do you want to? Are you just stepping in, or are you dragging everyone with you right away?
I think I'd drag everyone with me right away because Sully is uncomfortable with being alone right here because he's very hurt, and this is more chaos than you've seen anywhere before, so he is apprehensive.
Gotcha.
So I'm assuming I don't need to make a roll?
Or... No, you definitely don't. Everyone else needs to make a weird roll.
Vi doesn't make it. That's a 6.
Okay.
Charlie got an 8.
Mal got a 3.
Okay, so the way failure on this is going to work is going to be a little bit unclear at first. So understand, failing this roll matters. It's just not going to be immediately apparent why. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All three of you are pulled into the cognitive realm with Sully. It's kind of an uncomfortable experience, as, like, it's just not a feeling you're used to, like, have your perception be drugged from your body and then just be someplace else. Like, the whole world disappearing around you and then reforming as something totally different is not fun or pleasant for anybody. When you come to, you're standing at, like, the gate to a giant palace. It is made of a dark stone, and, like, running throughout it, there are veins of, like, an orangish glow that lead up to the top of the tower, where there is one very bright glowing light. Okay, what's everybody doing?
Jal is just excited to be here. All that practice worked.
I mean, I don't know. This is so far out of Malcolm's, like, depth of expertise. Like, this is not what Mal is used to at all.
Vi leans over to Mal. I bet you a drink back on Homestead, we're gonna have to take out whatever that glowy thing is.
No bet here, but I'll buy you that drink anyway.
All right, Sully, what are we doing here?
I guess we go in. I was hoping something would be more obvious on this side, but I am not seeing anything, so I guess we just go in.
Lead the way.
All right, you push open the door to this massive structure. It is nothing built for function. It is entirely an ornament and a display piece. It has massive staircases and, like, sweeping balconies. There are no functional rooms. There isn't furniture. It is just walking through a grown stone sculpture.
Is this in the Wayfarer style that we noticed on the Black Dreadnought?
Yes. Very specifically, it is in the Wayfarer style of the parts of the ship that were broken and added onto. Sorry, there's, like, a lot of different kinds of architecture that I'm trying to describe, and I feel like sometimes that gets difficult and annoying.
So this is the Gothic architecture that was on the added portions of the Great Wayfarer.
You got it.
Okay. So it's not specifically Wayfarer, but it is...
It's like Wayfarer adjacent. It's a different movement within architecture in the typical Wayfarer styles.
Okay.
You walk your way up and up and up through what I, like I said, is basically just a sculpture. It has no functionality. There aren't usable rooms or little nooks or places for people to sit or eat. It is purely aesthetic, right? As you climb up and up and up to what is, like, all, it's kind of like all stairs lead to the same place. It's all just kind of carrying you towards that glowing room at the top of the tower. Eventually you reach just a straight staircase leading up to a, like, massive arched door. In the center of it, there is that same orange glowing light.
And the light is in the center of the door, you said?
It's been running throughout the entire structure.
Should we try to break it open, kill the orange light. I'm kind of at a loss here. Usually by this point, Chaos is sitting here expositing how Harmony needs to die and how we're age-old friends, yada yada, and then I start stabbing, so...
Why not stab the orange light with the particle magnetism weapon?
I mean, I can do that. That's what I just asked.
Okay.
Yeah, why not both? Let's stab it and get this door open.
Okay, I'll stab it.
Okay, roll me some blasts and baddies.
What am I adding to that? Would it be weird here or smart?
Weird. I'm going to say weird because you don't actually have a particle magnetism weapon.
What?
It's his Harmony Blade.
He's in the cognitive realm. He doesn't, like, have things.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay, that's a 13.
You stab into the door and you see, like, the little vein of energy that was running through the door crack and split. The door kind of shudders and splits in the middle and then falls inward into the room. When it does, you see at the center of the room there is a fire burning where, like, all of these converging lines have met at this fire that's just sitting there burning in the center of the room. Behind that, so like center of the room, burning fire. Across from that, there is a kind of simple throne grown out of the floor of solid black stone. And twisted into the roof and kind of around any, like, I don't know what the right word to say, rafters, structure and supports up at the top of the room, you see a massive dragon curled up and staring at you with glowing eyes.
Shoot. We found him.
I think I was right about assuming he was still around.
Yep, you could say that.
I just did. I don't know.
I got it.
A thunderous voice rings out from the creature.
You could have knocked rather than destroy my quite magnificent door.
The dragon begins to kind of uncoil itself and slither down onto the floor. As it does, the, like, structure and form of the dragon begins to kind of melt and disintegrate and pool on the ground. And out of the, like, evaporating dragon as it hits the ground, a new form begins to grow. And you are left looking at a woman with cat-slitted eyes and the, like, vague impression of scales on her arms.
Does it look like Vika, or is it just the same species as Vika?
It is not a Vika clone. It is, like, there would be clear, like, different colored eyes. It is not Vika. Once the figure is, like, fully formed and the dragon has completely disappeared, you're left staring at a woman with, I will say this, the biggest difference here, aside from just, like, whatever minor physical differences, she does have the same, like, slitted pupils that everyone, like all the wayfarers have. The difference are her eyes are jet black. So whereas, like, usually there'd be like an iris color, her eyes are mostly black.
So the same as Chaos's was.
Yes.
Okay.
Remind me, what was the name of the captain on the Great Wayfarer? Not the new captain.
Hector.
Hector. Yeah.
Hector. Okay.
This person is not Hector.
This person is not Hector. No.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, I didn't remember the captain being female. I was thinking it was a male name, but I couldn't remember. So that's what I was trying to connect, if these were the dots I was connecting. But no.
This person's also the champion of Chaos versus Chaos itself, I think, is what Cody has said.
I think it's like his right hand.
I have not specifically stated who this person is.
Sorry, I think they have said they are the champion of Chaos.
They're in cahoots.
Oh, no, really?
As you all are standing there, the figure speaks again.
Please do have a seat. I would love to speak with all of you.
And she gestures with her hand, and four chairs grow out of stone around the fire burning at the center of the room.
I see one of you is a kin of sort. It is always wonderful to meet you. However, I do remember killing all of you, which I find distressing.
As she says that, the fire burns slightly brighter.
Killing all of us, or killing all of...
Generally, ships do not survive burning up in atmosphere, dear.
You obviously have not flown with this crew before.
Well, that's true, I guess, but still, I would love to know how you survived. Granted, it's a problem that will be rectified quickly, but still, I think an explanation is owed.
Well, we've got one hell of a pilot.
To be fair, he was mostly unconscious the whole way down.
I guess you could say I'm just really damn good with my ship.
Ah, yes, aren't we all? That is why I do enjoy some of my more active and creative forms. It's a experience you might like to try sometime if you'd ever like to live as a ship for a while. It is enjoyable, I think.
Is it now?
Oh, yes. So much more to do than with a normal body when you can grow wings and fly.
I'll pass, thanks.
So, we've established you all have survived. That is wonderful. Now, why are you here?
I think we are here to finish the job, so to speak.
Well, at least we're all here for the same purpose. No reason death cannot be amicable, I think.
I think this is the part where we fight, right?
She's toying with you. Like, if you're wondering what her intent is, like, if you try to leave, she's going to try to murder you, but she's a cat.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is fun. She's enjoying taunting you before killing you.
Yeah, no, I assume that. But with her last line, I think it's time we start fighting and stop with the toying.
So what's Sully do?
I think he goes back to sword hucking.
Oh, are you just going to try to, like, summon a sword up?
Yeah, and then huck it at her.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we're going now. All right.
That will be a 13.
Okay, so you summon a spear and throw it at her. When you do this, it doesn't, like, immediately make contact. Like, you don't just see it immediately stab in. Rather, she moves her eyes to the side and at the same time kind of twists around her throne. She's knocked off balance by the force of it, but mostly it is just fractured in space flying towards her. And she's now just floating in the air. And you can see the kind of, like, pool that was left on the ground by her when she switched back from being a dragon beginning to, like, form around her again. All right, what's everyone else do?
How do we attack in the cognitive realm?
Boy, is that a good question for you to ask. Trying to think of the best way to put this.
Yeah, because I wasn't here last time people were fighting stuff.
Prepare for retcons.
Try to do something. Be as descriptive as you like. And roll plus weird.
Okay.
Mal would just be treating this as any other normal thing. Like, yeah, this is weird, but he's still got a weapon and he's going to shoot it. So okay. He's going to try to shoot his traction blade. He's going to shoot, like, actually use the ranged part of it. Just try to shoot it like normal, like he'd fight any other thing.
All right.
But you said roll with weird?
Yep.
Dislike this. Nope, that's a 6. It would have been a 10 if I was rolling normally with cool, but it's a 6.
So you reach down for your weapon, and it's like, it's the bad dream thing where you grab it and then you try to pull your arm forward, but for some reason you just can't move your arm quickly enough, you know? It's like when you try to run in a dream, but it just doesn't work. You're just always kind of like treading in place.
Or something like where I'm trying to take the safety off and I can't, like, I'm looking at the words and, like, I switch it from safety to, like, turn the safety off, but then I look back and it's, like, back where it was, and then the words have changed.
When you do this, the woman looks at you and just goes, "You don't belong here!" and swings her arm, and as she does, the floor just, like, the chair you were sitting on slides smoothly into a wall, and you are flung across the room and slammed into a wall. You take 1 damage.
Still in the cognitive realm?
You are still in the cognitive realm, yes.
How much damage do I actually have now?
You're dying.
So Vi is basically doing the exact same thing. She isn't thinking that she's in the cognitive realm. So she goes to reach for her drill gun to shoot.
Okay.
Nope. That's a 5.
Guys.
We're rolling with weird. What do you want from us? I have to roll at least an 8 to even have a mixed success in here.
Give your GM the benefit of the doubt. This encounter was not an accident. All right, so you draw your drill gun and try to fire. And it's like the same thing. Like, you pull it up, you fire, and the end of it just starts spinning, like as if it's just a drill. For you, the floor just disappears from underneath of you, and you have like a good, like, 10-foot drop onto stone steps and just kind of start tumbling down.
Wah!
You take 1 damage.
Okay.
Gyla, what you about?
Can I try to just, like, chuck one of the chairs that she created, like, back at her while she's distracted on changing the environment?
Yes.
Is this still weird? Because we're in the cognitive realm.
Yep.
That's an 11.
Dang.
That's what I'm asking for, Vinny. That is what I'm asking for.
One of us is much weirder than the others, and it's Caitlin.
I think this is, like, you said something, and I'm not certain you totally understood what you were asking me. She formed solid stone chairs that were grown into the ground.
Oh,
like, even okay. A moderately sized stone chair is going to weigh hundreds of pounds.
Okay.
So you grab the stone chair and throw it at her. It knocks her backwards, and when she stumbles kind of, like, back to her feet, taken totally by surprise, she just looks at you and goes, "How did you throw that?" And we are back around at the top of the turn order.
Can I try to restrain her?
Yeah, you can. Well, you gotta tell me how, but yes.
Well, I'm going to. I want to see what I rolled before, how descriptive I get. So you said she, like, shattered, like, the last thing I threw at her, like, into, like, bits of light.
Yeah.
I want to take those and immediately reform them into, like, chains and have them, like, snake up around her.
I like that. That's a cool description.
So instead of it wasting the potential, it just immediately turns into something else.
Okay.
I rolled an 11.
So chains snake up around her and, like, bind her in place. She doesn't immediately start struggling. She just looks at you and goes, "What, do you want to keep talking or something?"
"No, I'm really just trying to make you easier to hit."
"Well, that's an understandable goal."
I'll try to smash something on her now that she's not moving.
Okay, like, be specific.
I'll try to take a chunk of, like, broken stone that she's created from breaking things around Vika and Mal and, like, kind of try to crush her.
Sure.
Do they get a +1 from my stuff?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to help because it's a 4.
Oh, God. That doesn't help. So you lift up the this piece of stone, and again, there's, like, that little, like, jerk in your brain where you're like, I should not be able to lift this because it's, like, a boulder-sized boulder, which would, again, weigh, like, hundreds of pounds.
Right.
And you run up and smash it on her face, and it just shatters on her face. And this is, again, one of those, like, brain-melting, like, that's not what should happen in physics moments.
Yeah.
When you do that, she just smiles and goes, not as strong as you might think. And then the chains shatter around her and she lunges towards you. You don't take damage, though.
Okay.
Mechanically wise, she removed the status instead of doing damage.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, Vika and Malcolm, what you guys doing?
So I'm down how far?
You just have to, like, run back up the steps. You're not out of the combat.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I guess she's going to run back up, and I'm going to take a piece of the door that broke apart and, like, chuck it at her.
Okay, so this is going to be a thing. Well, go ahead and roll the dice, actually.
Nope.
What'd you roll?
A 6.
So you try to lift up a chunk of the door. Like, a slab of stone would weigh several hundreds of pounds, and you are completely unable to lift it.
Cool.
Malcolm Llewellyn.
He's going to try to take another shot just because that's what he knows how to do.
Yep, that's fine.
He has not quite wrapped his head around being able to try other things yet. It's a 5.
So,
guys.
Zach, I'm rolling at -1. I cannot do this.
I'm gonna remind you again. This is not like I didn't screw up and make an impossible encounter. It's okay. Don't worry.
No, I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about Vinny.
Like, there are things that are outside of your wheelhouse. It's okay. You pull up and try to shoot again, and it's the same thing where you just still cannot. It just doesn't look right in your hand. You know, like you said, the safety, every time you flip it, it's back on safety. The trigger pull is wrong. Like, it's just, your mind is fuzzing as you try to do something within the cognitive realm.
I'm just imagining, in this case, after the first shot failed, he was kind of almost expecting the second shot to fail. And so this time what happens is a little flag popped out of the end of the gun that said bang.
I think, sorry.
Did Malcolm and Vi both take damage from that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You both would have taken one damage as, I'm sorry, I forgot to narrate that, as, like, she would have just slung more rocks at you or just, like, disappeared the ground underneath of you again. Like, at this point, the whole, like, floor could just become liquid and she would, like, toss you up in the air and let you crash back down.
Yeah.
As she is doing all this, Sully wants to turn her tricks against her and turn the floor to liquid and, like, the rock she's picking up to liquid.
Okay.
I don't know what status this would be, but it's meant to give a plus one to my team kind of thing.
Okay.
But, like, I'm turning it to liquid enough that it, like, kind of just, like, locks her in place, you know, like...
Yeah.
It, like, she sinks down an inch and then it's just stone again. That'll be a 12.
What do you add to your weird roll?
Plus three.
Dang, frick. Part by the apocalypse is easy to break.
I'm also good at weird.
The floor soups underneath of her, and she, like, starts to sink in. At this point, she's getting frustrated at, like, how annoying you're being with all of these statuses. You can see her, like, face growing in rage as wings start to form on her, and she, like, drips further into the floor.
No response? Cat got your tongue?
She's just smiling manically. What's everyone else doing?
Is nobody else going to comment on the fact that Sully just made a joke in the middle of combat? That's... I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Sully.
Malspez's turn in appreciation.
I mean, I have been dating Jyla for several months now. Some things rub off.
I'm glad I'm having a good effect on you, darling. She's going to pick up a vaguely oblong, broken thing and just, like, swing it like a baseball bat. And try to whack her on the back of the head now that she's stuck.
All right, you lift up this impossibly heavy thing. Roll plus one.
Well, I'm picking something that's not, it shouldn't be as impossibly heavy because it's smaller and thinner.
It'd still be in, it'd still be very heavy.
That is a 8.
Okay, so you lift this thing up and swing, and when you do this time, it isn't that the stone just shatters when it hits her. The rod you are holding breaks, like the hunk of stone floor breaks when you hit her.
Yeah.
Her head deforms, but it just kind of melts back into a soup, and then you see a dragon head starting to form up out of the floor. As it does, she lunges forward and snaps at you, and you feel like teeth ripping into you as you take damage. Vika and Malcolm Wellen.
I guess Vi is just going to keep trying to pick up this door thing and, like, piece of door and try to, like, change her thinking to see, be like, no, it's not heavy.
I don't like that look on your face.
Throw more damage at me. It's a 3.
Okay. Captain Malcolm Llewellyn, do your role as well. I'm curious.
Okay. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do because he's tried 2 shots now and that hasn't worked, and as previous events has shown, when something is not working, he will improvise. But I'm trying to figure out what he's going to improvise to do.
Just throws the gun at her.
The funny thing is that that actually did cross my mind. You know, yeah, actually, that's what he's going to do. He's going to change it to its blade form and throw the blade at her.
Okay.
Hey, that's a 9. I do something.
With a plus 1?
Oh, no, then it's a 10.
Oh, cool. So you change your, you know, gun sword into its sword form and just lob it. When you do, it just, like, happens to track very well, and it sticks into the dragon's eye as the head is now, like, attaching to a body and snarling and snapping out into the room. When you do that, you see the fire in the center of the room begin to burn brighter and angrier as more damage is taken.
I avoid damage, though, right?
Yeah, you can
avoid damage. I will avoid damage, because I am almost dead. And then what happened with Vi?
Oh, yeah, so, Vika, you're still just, like, struggling to lift a rock, and it's still a rock. Like, it's still just a huge, heavy piece of granite, or, you know, stone that you're not going to be able to just, like, lift over your head and toss like a frisbee. All right, Sully.
Is she still restrained?
Yeah, technically, yes. But now is also a dragon.
I am going to start cutting into the dragon. Yikes. That's a 9.
Okay. You start, like, slicing and cutting at the dragon, and you can hear, like, shrieks as it's trying to, like, get purchase and lift off the ground. It turns towards you and swings its tail around and knocks you off of your feet, dealing another 1 damage. And, like, it now, like, visibly is looking wounded. Like, its struggling to reform itself as the floor is still like swallowing up the dragon.
So I have a fun thing I want to try to do.
Okay.
So is the sword still stuck in her eye?
Yeah.
He is going to pick up, something flat, like some kind of, like, it doesn't have to be like a big piece of stone or something, but something flat to like use as kind of like a shield. And he's going to ram himself into the end of the sword to try to drive it further into the dragon's head.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't do that. That would be a 5. Dang, I liked that idea too.
So you run forward and like right as you're about to slam this like shield of rock against the dragon, it just opens its mouth and exhales and you're blasted off your feet by a gust of wind, taking 1 damage.
I'm not looking too good, guys.
How far away is this dragon from us? Is it like flying?
No, it's like sinking into the ground that Zach liquefied.
I'm literally thinking of just kicking it. like, she can't lift anything. She can't manifest anything. Yeah, Vi's just going to kick it.
Kick it good.
I do kick it. Okay, that's an 8.
So you run forward and just like kick it in the snout, you know? Its head reels back, and as it like comes forward, it just kind of headbutts you into the ground as you take 1 more damage from dragon headbutt. Okay. I think the only person who hasn't gone yet is Gyla.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lob a chunk of stone at her, pitcher style, I guess.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of baseball this combat.
You're just like very rock-focused combat.
Yeah. That's a 7.
So you again, like, lift a chunk of rock that should be impossibly heavy for you to lift and throw it at this thing. The rock immediately, like, crashes into the dragon that is now, like, knocked slump and slacked. It doesn't exactly, like, return damage to you. It's just, like, the floor solidifies underneath of it as it tries to, like, kick its way up and start trying to fly away.
You stay down, you hear me?
I guess I will take another swing at it. Nope. That is a 5.
You rolled snake eyes, didn't you?
I rolled snake eyes.
Wow! Dadgum. So you like run up and try to like hack at it, and you can at this point see like fear actively in its face as you like swat at it with your sword, and it just like stomps down and claws at you, knocking you back to the floor. You're mind is now reeling, like it is hard to focus. You feel tired and exhausted and sick as you're trying to like stagger back to your feet and continue this fight against this creature.
So is the dragon like, you said she's trying to fly away?
Mm-hmm.
Like how high up is the face? Is like the face of the dragon?
Are you going to try to smack it with like your hand?
I was going to try to pull my sword back out.
You could, like, do that as it's taking off. You could, like, jump up and try to grab it before the dragon's all the way in flight.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna try to do that. I'm going to try to jump and grab my sword out, because we all know that, like, if you pull a knife out, it can do more damage.
Yeah, that's true.
And is there any plus one, or is that gone now?
That would be gone now, yeah.
No, I don't do that.
So you just, like, jump up and try to, like, take a swing?
I was gonna try to jump up and pull the sword back out just to do more damage.
Oh, right. So you just like jump up, you miss the sword, and when you try to land back on the ground, the floor disappears from underneath of you, and then like you feel the uncomfortable sensation of falling, and then you feel like you impact the ground back in front of the facility on Roke. Gyla and Vika, you are still left in this turn order.
I don't know. I want to do something where I position myself to be the one to take damage instead of Sully if she tries to attack Sully again, like she has to go through me.
I'll say you can do that, but it is going to kind of be like a parallel action. Like you can still attack, and I'll just say that's being done in positioning.
Okay. Yeah, I think the rocks have been fine so far. I'll pick up 2 and try to like smash her snout.
Okay.
As she comes toward us.
I like that.
Ow.
That's a 10.
Nice. So you swing up and smash the like rocks together on the dragon's snout, and you hear like this high-pitched shriek, and the dragon starts flailing and twisting as the like combined chaos miasma around it starts to burn away, and it kind of like just self-eats itself, if that makes sense. Immediately upon that happening, the fire in the center of the room starts to burn incredibly bright and then starts to go out. So it's just like with coughing sputters, the light in the center of the room like suddenly goes out, and you're kind of plunged into a weird, like barely visible, gloomy dark.
With an active dragon?
No, dragon's dead. Sorry.
Okay.
No. Like dragon's dead. Meanwhile, on the planet, Malcolm, you like kind of barely stagger to your feet, and you can see like all of like this almost like as far as you can see, there's this like grown tendrils of chaos that have ripped open the planet. You can see them start to like slowly die and shrivel and evaporate into smoke as whatever was controlling them is now gone. That's for right now, that's all you feel, but it is like a slow process that is happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Am I back in the
Yeah. Okay. You're back on Rogue.
All of us?
No. Just Malcolm.
Okay.
The next thing that happens is you hear the faint sound of a like a pop. You turn around and see Sully be impaled by Chaos, who has just stepped through a portal. Sully, for your perspective, you just see a sword pass through you, and then you fall to the ground, and your vision goes blank.
We hope you enjoyed this latest episode of Outlaws Wanted. Music for the show is from danosongs.com, audionautics.com, zapsplat.com, and the public domain. If you liked this show, you can check out more of our actual plays at the Wandering Gamer Network's website or Podbean, as well as interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also post Let's Plays on YouTube under the channel Wandering Gamer Network, and on Twitch we can be found at wandering_gamer_network. Now remember, it's not the outlaw that makes trouble, it's trouble that makes the outlaw.